It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
The emoji is more than just an emoticon on digital steroids.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rena Miller, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
So I really didn't know what an emoji was, I'm embarrassed to say. After you described it, I got it. But tell us, what is it and what brought this up?
Emojis hit the headlines this past Sunday in the New York Times in the style section with an article called "The Emoji Have Won the Battle of Words." Emoji, or emojis, both plurals are possible, are those little images or icons that you can use while texting or emailing. It includes smiley faces, but also pictures of cars and bells and things like that. So it's a much richer set of symbols than the emoticons that I think many of us are familiar with, the smiley face or the winky face that we made with punctuation marks.
Right.
Now we have this set of images that are much more complicated.
But don't you have to go through a lot of trouble? I can do a wink so quickly with my semicolon. Why do we need these? And are people really using them?
People really are using them. The article in the New York Times was talking about how many hundreds of them are being used per second at this point. They're actually not that hard to use. I can't say that I am particularly adept at this, but my niece insisted that I have them on my phone. So she put them on my phone. And if you click one button on a smartphone, you get the emojis will come up and you can select which ones you want. And it's a way to be playful in some ways. So if you wanted to say something like, let's meet for a drink, you could type, let's meet for a, and then put in an image of a wine glass.
Oh, this is sounding better.
And do you need to do that? No, but texting as a genre, I think, is playful. And this allows people to be playful. What the article was talking about was now there are people who are sending entire messages made up of emojis. So it becomes something of a puzzle to figure out the syntax of it. What do these five images next to each other add up to as a sentence?
So when did we start using these?
Emojis first show up in the late 1990s. They're a Japanese phenomenon, but quickly move to the U.S. and the word gets incorporated into English. And in 2013, the Oxford English Dictionary chose to include emoji.
You have a favorite?
I must admit that there's one emoji that my niece made sure to point out to me, which was the smiling pile of poo.
Hmm.
And I...
Close to your niece, are you?
And I thought, when in the world could you use that? And I've been waiting for an opportunity. And I had one the other day when a friend of mine, something that seemed too good to be true happened. And then, of course, it turned out not to be true. And she texted me and I sent back the smiling pile of poo.
Perfect. And with that, thanks so much, Anne.
Have a good Sunday.